everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
When you see farrow rye rearing its ugly head over your wheat, you know your yields are in trouble. Farrow rye not only steals nutrients and moisture, it takes money right out of your wallet. That's why you need the Coaxium Wheat Production System, driven by Aggressor Herbicide. It wipes out grassy weeds. Go to Coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields, higher yields.
It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Firm price support early today slowed significantly throughout the complex as traders focused on limited trade activity that's developed as the week here continues. Corn futures, though, higher in light trade today, with September corn futures about 4 cents higher. Stock markets were lower in light trade today. The Dow Jones 65 points lower, NASDAQ down 26 points. Over in live cattle today, limited activity has kept cattle futures stuck in a narrowly mixed trading range. Nearby futures holding from 12 cents lower to 10 cents higher, although the tone of the complex remains firm following recent gains and underlying support that's developed in feeder cattle trade. The potential for increased underlying support may help to bring some additional gains throughout the rest of the week, although volume likely to remain extremely light surrounding the 4th of July holiday. Cash cattle interest slowly improving today with a few more bids developing. Live bids at $107 reported in the south, while bids of $178 seen on a dressed basis in the north. This is still well below asking prices of $110 and higher live and $182 dressed. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were higher today, up 92 cents in select and up 53 cents per hundredweight in choice, with moderate movement of 93 total loads. In feeder cattle, firm follow-through gains were seen throughout the day despite some pressure across the rest of the livestock trade with renewed gains in corn prices. Traders are focusing on the ability to build increased technical support throughout early July as prices continue to bounce off of recent support levels, looking for increased commercial interest during early July. Meanwhile, today corn trade was 1 to 2 cents higher, with soybean trade 8 to 10 cents lower. Meal was $1 to $2 lower, oil 20 to 30 points lower. Finally, in wheat today, trade was 6 to 11 cents lower, with winter wheat harvest hitting full stride and creating some harvest pressure with spillover from corn markets. The Kansas City-Chicago spread wide again today during the day session, while the corn and hard red winter wheat spread has moved back to its narrowest level as well.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.